Morning, this is Bryce and Alex with your 10 AM Zed Lines. In local news, residents across North Queensland will now have access to potentially life-saving cancer screening by participating in a UQ-led research project. More than 120 people have already participated in the project, which aims to maximise people's chances of quitting smoking whilst targeting people most vulnerable to lung cancer. Associate Professor Dr. Henry Marshall said that through a combination of, quote, smoking cessation and screening, the risk of dying from lung cancer is reduced by 38%. Queenslanders who phone Quitline on 13 Quit can join the study to access free nicotine patches as well as a free CT scan of their lungs. Cultural Centre Platform 3 has officially reopened today following years of refurbishment. The platform, which serves over 10,000 people per day, has already garnered positive feedback from users, noting quicker wait times and easier location of bus stops. Routes 60, 192, 196, 199, 202, and the 444 will move from Platform 2 to Platform 3. The refurbishment was taken as part of the major Brisbane Metro construction works and is located on Melbourne Street between Grey Street and Southeast Busway Portal. Moving on to national news, Tasmania's Environmental Protection Authority has found that salmon farming company Huon used more than a ton of antibiotics over almost a fortnight to treat a bacterial outbreak at one of its leases. Three samples of wild blue mackerel taken from Huon's Zuidpool lease near Bruny Island in late February recorded high levels of antibiotics. The antibiotic usage does not raise health concerns, according to Food Safety Australia, New Zealand. This follows major controversy for the company in February after drone footage showed workers putting live salmon into tubs with dead stock.
Previously thought to be extinct outside of Victoria, the Leadbeater's possum has been rediscovered in Kosciuszko National Park. The discovery is the first time the possum has been sighted in New South Wales since European settlement. Likely to be a new genetically distinct subspecies, the possum was accidentally discovered after ecologists reviewed photos from a ground-based wildlife camera. New South Wales Environment Minister Penny Sharp announced that the government would conduct further surveys to the population and that it was an amazing discovery they weren't expecting. The Leadbeater's possum is one of Australia's rarest mammals, with the lowland subspecies having less than 40 adult individuals left in the wild. In international news, the 9th Austrian World Summit is taking place in Vienna with the motto Unite in Action, Terminate Pollution. The climate conference is being hosted by movie star and former US Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and is set to contain leaders from over 80 countries. This year's summit is set to highlight the role of first responders during extreme weather events, with Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen saying the event is vital for global cooperation. The Schwarzenegger Climate Initiative is also running a free solutions expo at the summit, which showcases sustainable technologies and environment innovations. For your weather today, Brisbane is bright and sunny. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter and head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. Now, I when I got into the studio this morning, I set the Z Lines a bit of a challenge because right as we speak, the annual wage review is being announced. Will you be able to give us an update at 11 AM?
We're hoping so. Bianca and Caitlin are on upstairs. They're tuned in to give updates.
Awesome. What a great team. So we'll, for listeners, we will know what the annual wage review will say at 11 o'clock. The Zed Lines will bring it all to us. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you.
And for now, we're going to have a little bit of a tribute to one of our favourites here at Workers' Power. This is dedication to Comrade Magda Zabanski here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
Good evening. My name is Gina Meinhart. My dear subjects, tonight I would like to explain to you